I have fantasies. Unlike many women, they can be, on occasion, extreme. Being groped or even taken by force by a hot guy. An older man that I call daddy. But when I'm really horny, and the normal porn scrolling doesn't cut it. When I need to touch myself and edge my soaking wet pussy. There's one thing, one fantasy that always surfaces from the depraved part of my gooning mind. Dogs. Yeah, dogs. Oh, the idea of being on all fours and a dog, a snarling, pounding dog, fucking me like an animal. It just gets me off every single time. Oh, I know it's taboo. I know that many women would look at me in disgust for even thinking these thoughts. But I know there are many, a lot more than you would think, that have the same fantasies I have, but are just too afraid to admit it. And I don't mean just being licked by a dog, although that's hot too. Oh, their long, strong tongues must feel amazing against your pussy. We've all seen a dog lapping and had thoughts about it. Oh, no, I mean getting fucked by a dog. Oh, there is something about being so submissive. Beyond being a slave or pet to a guy. Being lower than a dog. Being turned into his bitch. Oh, fuck, it just gets me so fucking wet. Oh, the degradation. The idea of serving. Or being forced to get fucked by a dog. Oh, it's just so intense. No longer a woman. Barely human. Just a thing to be used by an animal. A fuck toy to a powerful grown dog. And it's not just the extreme, degrading, submissive objectification. The taboo thrill of doing something so nasty and twisted. It's their fucking cocks, too. Have you seen a canine dick? It's like a sex toy. It's as if it was designed for pleasure. Long and hard, curved at the tip and bulbous and thick at the base, textured with veins and bright red like it was made of rubber. The idea of it thrusting into my pussy with rapid aggression. It's end kissing my cervix as it's fat knot rubs against my G-spot. Fuck. They almost constantly emit a watery pre-cum. Oh, so my pussy would get wetter and wetter. Oh, his doggy fluid mixing with my juices and fucking splashing out of me as he hammers away. Wet sounds from between my thighs as he breathes his hot, feral breath against my neck. And then there's the knot. Oh, the hilt of his canine cock swelling inside of me. Oh, stretching and filling me in a way no human dick ever could. His dog cock just locked inside of me. Too big to be pulled free. His dick just spurting and spurting as he splashes his seed against my cervix. His knot. Oh, his knot. His entire doggy dick twitching with each load. Shuddering inside of me and making me come again and again and again as we're joined. Inseparable until he's finished with me. Fuck, I love touching myself thinking about it. More than that, I wish my fantasies could be real. Oh, I wish my kink was accepted. Sometimes I imagine a world where women talk openly about these fantasies without fear of shame or ridicule. Where women can admit openly being aroused by the idea of becoming a fuck bitch to a dog. I want to be able to tell people that I want to be knotted. And I want to feel dog cum leaking from my swollen and well-fucked cunt. I want to talk about breeds. German Shepherds, King Corsos, Dobermans, and Mastiffs. I want to share ideas, stories, fantasies. I want to know and talk to other women like me. That's my biggest fantasy. The place my mind goes when I'm edging hard and playing with my puffy, needy pussy. It is all fantasy world, but I wish it was true. In this world, this alternative reality, all women. And I mean all women are submissive to all dogs. No woman is allowed to deny any male dog his needs, even if it means getting on her knees and presenting herself in public to be dog fucked. It would be commonplace to walk down the street and see women on all fours being used by dogs on doorways, bent over benches, gasping in pleasure as dogs fuck them like whores. All women would always wear skirts and no panties. Always ready to pleasure any dog that sniffs between their legs. Oh, fuck women with doggy cum running down their inner thighs. Scratches on their backs and paw prints tattooed on them. To show their dedication to canine cock, of course. Many openly wearing dog collars. Tags that say doggy bitch, canine slut. We're not whore. Wives fucked by the family dog in the middle of the living room. Career women being tied to dogs in the boardroom. Students, MILFs, all women, all free use to any and all dogs at all times. And any woman who tries to defy these laws, she will be punished. Locked in a pillory in public. Bent over, pussy exposed for stray dogs to rape her. Taken again and again and again as strangers pass by. Begging people to help her. As another slobbering beast of a dog mounts her and rapes her. Nodding inside her well-fucked pussy and reducing her to his crying bitch. Her body broken, betraying her with orgasm after orgasm. Her mind snaps as she's forced to accept what she is. What all of us women are. Fuck me for dogs. Her cries for mercy become ones of lust as she's converted into a not loving canine slut. A world we're getting fucked. My dogs isn't just accepted, it's encouraged. Prostitutes that specialize in dogs so owners can treat their pets. Pants and leggings with special holes in them so that a woman's pussy is always on display for horny dogs to take advantage of. And the dogs. Dogs are bred for fucking. Big, strong, virile breeds. Perfect for a dog. Hard and deep penetration. German Shepherds mixed with Mastiffs. Rottweilers bred with Doberman. God, just bred to have the biggest cocks. The fattest fucking knots. Dogs with amazing stamina and a sexual appetite to match. And women trained to serve them. To walk alongside them on leashes, naked, Tits fucking swinging under them as they crawl along, ready to be taken whenever their canine masters wish it. Their pussies always ready to be knotted. Oh, their assholes too. Even their mouths are just fuckholes for their doggy lords. Worthless canine fuck slaves. Happy and willing to suck dog cock and gulp down that beast seed. Fuck. I would be so happy in the world. I would never fuck a man again. I would be a total slut for doggies and only doggies. Proudly getting knotted in public. I want the whole world to see how I crave canine cock. How I love the feeling of their hot breath on my neck. Their fur against my back. Oh, and their teeth. Oh, their teeth on my neck. Oh, how I love their feral thrusting. Their aggressive growling. Their hot fucking pre-cum. I love the knot throbbing against my cheek spot. Their cock against my cervix. I'm being tied as they utterly fill me with cum. Oh my god. Yes. As people pass me by, commenting what a filthy dog loving slut I am. And when the knot finally reduces in size, when the dog is done with me and his cock pulls free, oh, the cocktail of his cum and my juice that'll flow from my gaping sore pussy, puddling below me as my orgasms fade. So yeah, I have fantasies.